A popular Outcast production.
Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Mixing It Up with Mike Carpenter. I'm your host, and am I a host if I'm the only person on this show? Am I still a host? I guess. Sure. I am your host, Mike Carpenter. I choked on that word. As you can probably hear, I am in my car once again. It is 7:20 in the morning. I like telling you guys what time it is that I record these. I don't know why. My sleep schedule, I guess, what would you call it? My sleep rhythm, circadian rhythm. I don't know. Is almost non-existent, so it's not... Ooh, rumble strip. It's not really any rarer for me to record one of these at 7 in the morning than it would be at 7 p.m. or 10 in the morning or 10 p.m. or 5 in the morning, 5 p.m. You get it. I work third shift. Very sporadic shifts, like schedule, though, so I might work 2 days, have off 2 days, might work 4 days, have off 2 days, have off 4 days, work 1 day. It's weird. So I just kind of sleep whenever I get tired, which, I don't know, I might be awake for 20-some hours, or I might only be awake for 10 hours and sleep 16 hours, or you get it. So you go ahead and pass me there, buddy. So a couple things I want to talk about for this week's episode. Blah, 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 blah. I am trying to, well, okay, I'll start here. So I'm leaving Sheetz. My car still smells like hash browns. I got off work at 6:30 and had some, banking stuff to do. I had to go do some check shit and whatnot, blah, 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 blah. And then I figured, hey, I have some extra money in my account. I am going to save this money. Good for me. So I will treat myself to some delicious Sheetz breakfast foods, or food products. I don't really consider what I just ate to be food. But I'm on Snapchat, obviously, because that's what I do while I'm at Sheetz, and, a friend messaged me, a pic of her in, like, bright orange bullshit, and she's going hunting, and I messaged back, like, ew, gross, blah, 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 blah. I guess I don't disagree with hunting, per se. You know, as long as it's not for sport. Like, I think that's just dumb and bullshit and just humans, like, liking to prove that their cock is bigger than any other species, you know. I don't know, it's fucking stupid. I don't agree with hunting for sport, but I suppose if you hunt for food and, I don't know, like, to me, like, I just don't agree with it unless, like, you have to rely on that. Like, if the food that you eat only comes from you, like, you know, if you have a garden, or you farm, or you hunt, and that is your food source, good for you. But I mean, if you have, like, you know, 2 pounds of hamburger in the freezer, and, you know, a big pack of fucking I don't know, Jack Slink's beef jerky, you know, in your cupboard, and a bunch of fucking Jimmy Dean sausages, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna go hunt because I like deer meat also. Why? Really? It's not, the venison doesn't taste that much fucking different, and you really know, you really feel the need to go kill something? Or like, I don't know, I get it. As long as you're going to eat the fucking thing, good, great, you know, whatever. Go shoot something and fucking eat it. But it's just not for me. I have no need to fucking go kill something. But anyway, as I'm, not talking shit, but as I don't want to say demeaning either, but as I'm scolding my friend for hunting, I'm also chowing down a big-ass fucking sausage burrito, breakfast burrito from Sheetz. And I'm like, oh, God, I am the biggest hypocrite ever. Because I guess, like, if I'm like, oh, I don't want to kill something, killing things is wrong. But I am perfectly fine with fucking chowing down on some meat. So I guess that makes me a big fucking hypocrite, because it's not like the things that I'm eating were killed fucking, you know, they weren't like fucking, they didn't live a full life and enjoy themselves and, you know, graze in the wild and all that bullshit. They were, you know, most, you know, I think most Americans know how the meat that they get from the grocery store is what the process is from birth to grocery store. It's not a good life for those animals, but, you know, like I said, I guess that makes me a hypocrite. And in saying that, then, that reminded me of something else. And this, I guess, will be part of the main topic of this episode. I had a conversation with, I don't want to say friend, because we don't know each other that well, a mutual acquaintance, someone I know through a lot of other friends who are friends with her. I am friends with her online throughout various social medias, but we've just never met before up until last weekend or the weekend before last. I'm really bad at remembering when things happened. I think it was last weekend. And anyway, we had some good talks with, you know, just in a big group and shit. Excuse me, I got the burps. The burrito's kicking. I guess she has, I don't want to speak for her. I would love to get her on this podcast and talk to her. No debating, none of that bullshit, but just hear out views, and, you know, like, that's the point of this show, I guess, is for me to talk things out with myself and or other people so I can expand my own mind, I suppose, whatever. But anyway, so from what I can tell from her online persona and how she represents herself is that she identifies as a feminist. I guess throughout our conversations we were talking about different subjects, and I referred to some woman as a bitch. And she did not like that I used that word. And it's been a long fucking time since I've heard someone not like the word bitch being used. It's not something I use very often. I'm not like, oh, I'm gonna go try to scope out some bitches tonight or fucking, you know, I use a lot of profanity in general, as if you listen to this, you are well aware. It's just kind of how I grew up, I suppose. And I guess the word bitch in itself, like, so I guess growing up in the 90s and, you know, being around for a large feminist movement with my own mother, who liked to proclaim herself as a bitch. Like, she owned that word and loved that word. And the one quote that just comes to mind is, I think one of her favorite movies is Dolores Claiborne. Also one of her favorite books, from what I know. Stephen King. She's a big Stephen King fan, as am I. But there's a line from Dolores Claiborne. I can't remember if it's Kathy Bates who says it or if it's the older woman who Kathy Bates takes care of in that book. But the line is, sometimes... Oh, I'm probably going to butcher it too. Fuck me. I'll slightly paraphrase, but it's almost the exact quote. Is, sometimes being a bitch is the only thing a woman has to hold on to. And my mom loves that quote. She fucking, I heard that goddamn quote so many times growing up. and then you have that song, like, what's that song? Bitch. I can't think who sings it, but I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. Do-do-do-do-do-do. You know, everyone knows that song. To me, the word bitch never had a... It was just a generic insult, like asshole. Like, if I call a man or woman an asshole, by no means am I trying to demean any part of them just overall. Just in general. If you cut me off, you know, if I'm driving somewhere and some asshole cuts me off, I'm like, hey, fuck you, asshole, because I love yelling at people out the window. That's my favorite thing to do. I roll my window down and yell just fantastic obscenities. To me, calling them an asshole is not picking apart anything. Likewise, if I call them a bitch, to me, it's not a... I don't associate it with the sex of that person. I'm just, fuck you, bitch. Pull out in front of me. You know, fuck you. Now, I guess at the same time, when I think about it, I don't really call men bitches too often. And I guess if I do, I'm like, oh, don't be such a bitch. And even that, I guess, is trying to demean their manhood, I suppose. I guess when you get down to it. So it is a... I'm so bad at ever deciding whether something is about the gender or the sex. I do know the difference. Gender is internal, sex is external. You know, depending on, you know, how one identifies or how, you know, like, blah, 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 whatever, you get it. But I don't know whether to say calling someone a bitch is a gender identity or a sex identity. Either way, whatever. I guess, yeah, when you get down to it, though, yeah, it really is. It's kind of only demeaning to a woman as opposed to a man. And even then, if it is demeaning to a man, it's only because they're being referred to as something womanish. So, long story short, I'm trying to cut that word out of my vocabulary. I've done it with a lot of other words. I don't want to say a lot, but a few. I don't like that I use the word retarded. So, I pretty much phase that out. I don't think I've said that in a long time. And it doesn't take long to phase a word out. As long as you consciously think about it, and whatever you're about to use it, if you catch yourself first, you know, it only takes about 2 weeks of that, maybe a little longer, and, you know, don't they say it takes like 30 days to break a habit? So, I never really said faggot. That was not really a big word of mine. My friend and past guest, Obi, who is gay, loves the word faggot and calling people faggots and calling me, especially, a faggot, because I don't like the word, which is why he calls me it as much as possible. But anyway, yeah, I don't like the word. Again, all these words, I don't mind saying a word as an example, or if I'm singing a song, or blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't feel bad about it. I'm not a child. I'm not going to say the F word, or the N word. I really don't like when people say the N word. It means the same thing. Referring to a word as something else is just using the word. Like, when I say F word, what the F word, or she said the F word, in your head, you're thinking, fuck. Just because my mouth didn't say it doesn't mean my brain didn't. So, anyway. Oh, man, my head's all over the place today. But, yeah, so I am trying to phase the word bitch out of my vocabulary. But I'm not sure how far to take it. Because, see, to me, it's still not offensive. Like, I just grew up, it's just another insult. Like, not that anyone should use any of those words, you know, whatever, you shouldn't insult people, blah, 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 blah. But sometimes people are assholes and need to call them on it. It happens. You know, but, yeah, and, like, and when I was speaking to her, she used the term motherfucker. This motherfucker, blah, 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 which I say on occasion. Motherfucker was never really my style. Yeah, I'm not really a big user of motherfucker. It has a good, you know, has a good ring to it. It feels good to say it sometimes, but it's just not really close to the, I don't know, it's not large in my vocabulary. But anyway, I asked her, like, well, doesn't this also have a gender-specific or sex-specific meaning? Just went over railroad tracks there, don't worry. So there's noise. But, you know, motherfucker, I mean, that obviously comes back to something with sex. I mean, that's a motherfucker. Mother is in the word. So, you know, words are a fucking weird subject. And they do have power and strength. Anyone who says, you know, words don't hurt people, that's bullshit. That's not true. Words carry, they carry with them, I don't know how to say it. Like, shit, I'm trying to even think of a good something to, not a metaphor, like a fucking, like a good example. Like, if someone says they're not racist, I'm not racist, blah, 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 and they live a very not racist lifestyle, but they use a racial slur, that kind of shows their own ignorance. And likewise, like for myself, I like to think I am very, like, I believe in equality for all people in general. Like, you know, it doesn't matter your race, your gender, your sex, your age, your fucking whatever. Just human beings are all capable of fantastically good and fantastically awful things. All people are equal to me. Now, if I say that, though, and then, you know, call some woman a bitch because she pulls me over, or not pulls me over, but pulls out in front of me, or fucking, I don't know, whatever, you know, for any reason why I would decide to insult someone. I don't want to think, I don't want to come off as I'm using this word to insult her identity, as opposed to just calling her a fucking asshole. Where I'm just, in general, pointing out my own displeasure with her at that moment. I don't call, like, dudes cocksuckers. I don't really use the word cocksucker very often. I never liked that one. That one, meh. I call dudes dicks. I call everyone dicks. I call girls dicks. I call everybody dicks. I'll be a dick. And I guess even that, I mean, that has a sex identifying point to it, you know, like, women don't have dicks, so if you're calling someone a dick, you're referring to a male genitalia and using it to demean someone. So whatever, but, like, I don't have problems with, like, all these things. I don't want to come off overly hateful towards any group, because I don't really hate anybody in particular at all, really, but I don't want to seem like I dislike one group more than anyone else. I don't want to come off that way. So I'm trying to, long story, which you just heard, short, I'm just trying to phase the word bitch out of my vocabulary. So, here goes to that. And then that goes into feminism in general, which I want to have. I'd like to have a woman, preferably, feminist. I mean, there are male feminists also, but, you know, whatever, we'll get into it. I'd like to have a guest on my show who identifies as a feminist and is well educated in the subject to talk to me about it. I don't know a lot about feminism. I mean, I'm not like well educated on the feminist movement. I know as much as your average person who tries to look into some things when they're interested in them. So I guess I know a little more than the average Joe, but still, that's not much. And I'm not a female, so I really don't have to deal with female problems or female trouble. Joel Waters movie. Good movie. Yeah, but I do have an issue with the... I have always had an issue, not always, but I have had an issue for a long time with people who call themselves feminists. I don't like it, and to me it gives me a bad image of them. I'll explain why. Again, like, I'm all about total equality in human beings overall. And, like, I've talked to a few self-proclaimed feminists and asked them, well, I'm like you are all about total equality, correct? Like, not just for women. And they're like, oh, yes, of course. Then why call yourself a feminist? Why not a humanist? Or, which is a term. There's a better term for whatever that is, and I can't think what it is. And Emily, the girl who I was talking to over the weekend, used it a couple times, and I'm all for remembering things. But anyway, like, why not use that? And to me, I guess it's all about identifying. Like if you're a woman and that is your identity, I identify as a woman, and I'm all about total human equality. But these are the things that I face, so I'm going to, you know, go with what I identify with. And I get that. Maybe I just don't understand why I don't really identify with much. Like, I don't really necessarily identify with being a male. Like, I am a man. I'm a dude. I have a dick. And balls. And beard hairs. And, you know, all that fun shit. But, like, I don't really identify with, I am man, I do masculine things, I'm less than masculine. I certainly don't identify with being a female, though. And, like, gay rights stuff, like, I'm all about gay rights. I certainly don't identify as being gay, but I definitely don't identify with being straight, either. Like, I'm not... I definitely don't identify with any real anything. Like, I know I am white, but I don't, like, think of myself as a white man or a white, like, I don't think of myself, I am Mike Carpenter, I am straight white man. I'm a human. I don't even, like, that's just what I think. I'm Mike Carpenter, I am a human being, like every other human being on this stupid ass planet. You know, just another random animal. So, maybe it's my own lack of self-identity that I should wonder about, but I don't know. I'm gonna cut this off for a second, and I'll be back, who knows when. So, I don't know why I do this shit, because it's only, like, 10 seconds for you guys, but it's, like, hours for me. So, be back.
Hey, guys, I have a secret for you. If you go to popularoutcast.com and click on the purple banner for Amazon and clear your cookies first, you can go to amazon.com and buy all the fucking shit you want. And we get a little taste of the profits. Oh, God, the profits. We'll make so much fucking money and we can buy new microphones and buy new cars and buy a cruise ship and live like fucking kings. So help us out. Click the fucking banner. We love you.
Hello again. I am back in my car. It is 3:20 a.m. Let's see. I don't have a whole lot more to add, I guess, to the feminism slash words slash whatever I was talking about earlier discussion, but I figured I should end the episode properly, so let's see. I have some things to plug. Let's see. All right, so I have my Facebook page, which is my brain is in a whole different place tonight. So yeah, if you search Facebook for Mixing It Up with Mike Carpenter, you'll find my Facebook page. You can like it and put comments and messages and all kinds of fun feedback and whatnots. That's always appreciated. You can go to the website, which is mixingitup.popularoutcast.com. And you can leave messages there. And that's where you can go to download my shit, you know, because there's stuff there. You can just use direct links if you want. Also, you can go to iTunes. Find me on iTunes. That's probably how most people find me, if they don't know me already. And if you search, you know, anything really, Mixing It Up or Mixing Up with Mike Carpenter or Mike Carpenter, whatever, search it on iTunes, find my iTunes page. If you want to do me a real solid favor, you can, you know, you can subscribe and leave some feedback and rate me, you know, 5 stars if you want to. I'd be happy with that. That's always appreciated. You know, you can help other people find me. Let's see. Also, Twitter. I try to tweet, but I find it difficult to do. I find it difficult to maintain my Twitter page just because I don't get cell reception at my own house. I only use my cell phone when I'm not at my house. So it's difficult to tweet constantly. But in general, any tweets I get or any feedback I get via Twitter, I will respond to. It might just take me a few days to finally see it. But if you want to follow me at Twitter, you can follow me at Mike's Shit. That's MikesShit. It's a good way to, you know, follow me. Oh boy. Also, one of my favorite things I have is my Google Voice number, which is 702-POD-CUNT. That's 702-PODCUNT. Leave me any kind of voicemails. I'd love to play them on the show. I haven't gotten any in a while, so, you know, hit up my voicemail. Let me know what's up. Anything you don't want played or anything you don't want said on the show, just let me know. Just put in the message. Yeah, if you want to remain private or anonymous, that's fine. Also, if you want to stay as private as possible, the best way to privately message me is through my email, which is mixingitupwithmikecarpenter@gmail.com. It's my email address. By all means, that's the best way to privately message me. Like I said, any kind of feedback you want, any kind of feedback you want to give at all is always welcome. I'm all about constructive criticism and everything else, so, you know, feel free to message me on there. Let's see, what else? I think that's everything, with the exception of my favorite thing in the world, which is currently Snapchat. I fucking love Snapchat. I love it. You know, friend me on Snapchat if you want to add me. My username is MIUWMC. That's the abbreviation for Mixing It Up with Mike Carpenter. I fucking love Snapchat. It's my favorite. I snap often. Sometimes weird shit, sometimes fun shit, sometimes just boring or melancholy shit. You know, just check me out. and we can be friends and have fun and, you know, all that fun shit. So, yeah, I guess that's all. Not sure if I have anything else to close with. You know, I appreciate all my listeners. Even though, like, the amount of downloads I get a week are dwindling slowly, but that's fine. I average above, I don't know, well, you can obviously see if you go to the website, you can see what my downloads are, I think. You know, I love my listeners. Anyone who listens to this, I am always appreciative and generally flattered that people want to listen to just me babble and ramble on for however long I choose to do so. I do have a couple fun episodes that I have planned that I just need to finally record. There's a few topics I want to touch on here and there, and eventually I'll get to those, but just finding the time and the people and et cetera, et cetera, just takes a lot of time and effort that I don't have currently. Also, any suggestions, anything you want to hear me talk about, any ideas you have or any kind of feedback is always welcome. You know, I think I say that a lot on the show, so I guess I don't need to beat the dead horse, but, you know, yeah, definitely, you know, leave me feedback, let me know what you want to hear about, and I love to talk about things, anything, so get at me. Alright then, so thank you again for listening to yet another episode of Mixing It Up with Mike Carpenter. That's Mixing with an N apostrophe at the end, no G. I don't like those G's. M-I-X-I-N apostrophe. It Up with Mike Carpenter, which is me, your humble guest, host, whatever you want to call it. So, anyway, thank you, Tim, and I will talk to you all soon. Have a good one. Bye. Hooray!